رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا خمسين عاما فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون.
And we indeed sent Nuh to his people, and he stayed among them for 1,000 years, short of 50 years. 950 years in total. Then the flood overtook them while they were wrongdoers. On the 17th day of the month of Ramadan, we reviewed this verse under the theme of never lose hope. However, as Allah mentioned two numbers in this verse, we bring it up again to review the number 950, the years which Prophet Nuh, peace be upon him, lived from the time of his open appointment to prophethood until the flood. There are many lessons which we can derive from this brief verse, and today we look at one more of the outcomes from the life of this prophet, which has a practical significance in our lives, and that is in regards to teaching and educating others about the faith of Islam. The stories of the past nations which Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, was being given by Allah, which make up the Quran, are not just stories to read or make a movie about. Rather, they are filled with many of the same moral dilemmas that you and I go through, and highlight many of the same pitfalls of life that we experience. Through the recollection of these events, we learn how the spiritually connected men and women of Allah dealt with such adversities in their lives. When it comes to propagation of the faith of Islam, we definitely do not see ourselves as missionaries who spread Islam door to door like others do. However, there is a sense of being required to convey the teachings to those who are not acquainted with it. Nonetheless, there are certain things that we should all keep in mind, and whether we like it or not, we must realize that we are all ambassadors of the faith. We should start by educating others about the universals of the faith, such as the roots of the religion, the Usul ad-Din, and then once ready, we can introduce them to the particulars, such as the branches of the religion, the Furu' ad-Din. We must start by living around the people and know what they are experiencing and going through, so that we can at least on a basic level be able to relate to them and their lives. We need to be patient and understanding, realizing that if we were born into Islam, our whole life has been in this religion and culture, much of which is foreign to others. Ultimately, we must accept that if an individual that we are in touch with is not spiritually ready to accept the teachings, then even if we spend an entire lifetime with them trying to educate them, it will not have any effect. Point of reflection. When it comes to teaching and educating others about Islam, one of the key requirements is patience and realizing that people we are speaking to may come from a culture which is completely alien to the Islamic system. We should do whatever we are able to. However, ultimately it is Allah who is the changer of the hearts, and we leave it up to Him to convert others to the right path.
Ramadan, ya Habib, Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb, Ramadan.